Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, March 27th. New oil and gas drilling operations would have to be built further away from schools than they are now. That's according to a bill that advanced in the House on Wednesday. As Benta Berkland reports, Democrats backed it after a seven-hour hearing in a packed room at the Capitol.
4 years ago, Colorado created a rule. Oil and gas drilling must be at least 1,000 feet from schools. It's called a setback, and there's a catch. The setback distance begins from the school building and not the school's property line. Supporters of House Bill 1256 want to change that. They say under the current rule, oil and gas rigs could be built near playgrounds or ball fields. Harvey Teitelbaum lives in Evergreen and volunteers for the environmental group the Sierra Club. He worries that oil and gas operators near schools pose potential dangers to children, especially in the event of an accident.
A lot of these toxic chemicals have not even been tested for. We don't even know the health effects. Children are more susceptible.
Business and industry groups lined up in opposition to the bill, arguing that the current setback is enough, that the industry is safe, and that the proposal could be a blow financially. Mike Kopp heads Colorado Concern, a consortium of Colorado CEOs.
There are no health issues here at play, and this is essentially the legislature directing an agency that makes decisions based on data and science to issue, in effect, a ban in certain instances.
The measure passed along party lines. Republicans in the Senate are expected to defeat it should it reach that chamber. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
While Coloradans across the state enjoyed St. Patrick's Day celebrations spanning 2 weekends, law enforcement was on high alert for impaired drivers as part of the Heat is On campaign. In a press release, the Colorado Department of Transportation announced that from March 10th through March 20th, CDOT, the Colorado State Patrol, and local law enforcement agencies combined efforts to arrest 607 impaired drivers, a 33% increase from the 455 arrests during last year's enforcement. 83 agencies participated in the enforcement. The Colorado State Patrol made 139 arrests. The number of visitors to the Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park and the Curacanti National Recreation Area went up last year. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio member station KBUT in Crested Butte, Chad Rich has this story.
More visitors came to the Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park and to the Curacanti National Recreation Area in the Blue Mesa than last year, according to Sandy Snell Dobert, who works for both recreation areas out of the city of Gunnison.
I think a lot of people had national parks on their to-do list for 2016. We definitely saw an increase of about 14% for Black Canyon and about 4% for Curacanti. You know, it definitely is following a trend. We're seeing increased visitation for the last few years, actually.
Snell Dobert says low gas prices gets people on the road and out recreating. She also says that the willingness of people to get out and check out their public lands also seems to be increasing. Last year was the National Park Service's 100-year anniversary, and a lot of extra marketing muscle was put into getting people into the parks. The Gunnison-Crested Butte Tourism Association also put some effort into getting people to the Curacanti and Blue Mesa Reservoir. Andrew Sandstrom is with the Tourism Association. He says the TA has taken a few strategies to get people to that part of the county.
One way we opened up accessibility through the CBG Trails app, giving people free maps of all the trails around the area, which really took the daunting piece of, you know, not knowing where to go and made it very simple for people. Another thing that we've done in our messaging is pushed out that Blue Mesa is the largest body of water in Colorado, which I think, you know, people have grabbed onto and want to come check it out. One event that really showcases that is the Blue Mesa Beach Bash that we put on at the end of August.
Getting people to the Curacanti, the Blue Mesa, and the Black Canyon is one way to spread out recreation and visitation in a valley that sometimes feels overcrowded, especially in the summer. And it's a way to diversify someone's experience when they visit Gunnison County. A lot of activities, from boating to fishing, to checking out viewpoints for photo ops, day hikes, campgrounds, and even world-class sheer-face extreme rock climbing are to be found in the Kurikante and in the Black Canyon. And it seems like a few more people are finding out about it every year. Chad Rich, KBUT.
The City of Montrose Animal Shelter will soon be open 7 days a week. In a press release, the City of Montrose announced that the new hours of operation will go into effect this Saturday, April 1st. Hours of operation will consist of the following: Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The changing hours of operation are designed to directly meet residents' needs, as tracked since mid-2015. The change in hours of operation come as a result of analyzing data gathered from past years. A total of 970 animals passed through the doors of the shelter in 2016. Animals may be owner relinquished, strays, or transfers from other shelters. Of those, 356 pets were returned to their owners, and 462 were adopted. The total number of strays decreased in 2016, which allowed the shelter to accept a greater number of shelter transfers for placement within the community. The shelter is now entering its ninth year as an adoption-only shelter. This designation means the shelter will only transfer animals for adoption or to meet space needs to other adoption-only shelters. It also means the shelter's policy is not to euthanize animals in order to meet space needs. And finally today, the unemployment rate in Colorado remained the same during February of this year. According to the Denver Post, the unemployment rate in the state remained at 2.9%, the lowest it's been since 2001. The private sector added 4,900 jobs, and government dropped 2,900 jobs. The number of people actively participating in Colorado's labor force increased 10,400 in February, and the number of people reporting themselves as employed rose by 10,300. The largest private sector gains were in construction jobs and professional and business services, while the largest losses were in financial activities, education, and health services. Nationally, the unemployment rate fell to 4.7% in February from 4.8% in January. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening. Thank you.